This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls from some quarters to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago: take down Osama bin Laden and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven.
We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
And Afghan leaders must now chart their own path. The president's been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable.
How many thousands more Americans' daughters and sons were you willing to risk?
Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Fans will be banned from Tokyo area stadiums and arenas when the Olympics begin in 2 weeks, after a decision announced by Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fans have been banned from the pandemic-postponed Tokyo Olympics following the issuing of a state of emergency. The move was announced by the International Olympic Committee and Japanese organizers, reducing the games to a made-for-TV event. The new measures will clear venues around Tokyo, indoor and outdoor, of any fans at all. Suga says the emergency ruling would go into effect on Monday and last through August 22, which means the Olympics will be held entirely under emergency measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.